Prologue. Hannah. Their hands were on me. Yes, there. Two sets of large, rugged palms skidded over my bare skin, awakening every nerve ending in their paths. I could feel them, one on each side of me. I was sandwiched between two hard, well-muscled bodies, their erect cocks pressing against my hips. They wanted me. That was obvious. But two men? I was a doctor. My social life consisted of an hour-long dinner break at midnight between trauma cases. The only variation in my wardrobe was whether I would wear green or blue scrubs with my white doctor's coat. My makeup had expired in the second year of med school, and my hair hadn't been in anything but a ponytail to keep it out of my face for just as long. I couldn't lure one man in my bed, let alone two. Well, I'd lured one asshole, but it had never been like this. Never been hot and needy, frantic and naughty. One found the back of my knee, pulled me wide. The other matched action, so I was on my back, my legs spread. With their hands holding me open, I was at their mercy, available for whatever they wanted to do. And that included a finger very gently circling the top of my clit.
"You're soaking wet through your panties,"
the voice said, dark and rough. He seemed very pleased that I was aroused for him. I was wet. I could feel the soap cling to my folds. Rough stubble abraded my neck as I was kissed. Angling my head, I offered him better access. I felt a tug at my hip, then heard the rip of my dainty underwear. That was my only feminine concession. Fancy undies. That pair was now trashed, just a wisp of discarded fabric, and I didn't care. A guy just ripped my panties off. I was not going to complain.
"Ever had two men before?"
The words were whispered in my ear. It was the second man, his voice rougher, if that were possible. Goosebumps rose on my flesh at the sound. I shook my head, bumping his forehead.
"You're going to love it."
A hand brushed over my bare nipple and I gasped. My body was so responsive, the tip hardening immediately. I arched my back, eager for more. That light caress was not enough. Yes, I was going to love it. A finger circled my entrance, round and round, but not slipping inside. "Please," I begged. I knew what I wanted, and it was them. It was everything they would give me.
"Patience. Good girls get what they deserve,"
his voice said, as his finger slipped inside. "Yes." All at once, I was chilled. The gentle and ardent hands were gone. I no longer felt them surrounding me. I was alone. It was dark, and instead of feeling desired, I felt dirty, scared, exposed.
"Bad girls get just what they deserve."
That voice. Oh God, I know that voice. It hadn't been the voices of the other men. No, it was Brad. He was mad, irate. I cringed, curling up into a ball to protect myself. I smelled the familiar cloying cologne.
"You're mine. You'll never get away from me."
I sat bolt upright in bed, gasped as I struggled against the sheets tangled around my legs, trying to get away. A dream. God, it was all a dream. No hot men, no Brad. I was in my new apartment over the diner, alone. Free from Brad, but hardly free. I was covered in sweat, my t-shirt damp, my breath coming in harsh gasps, my skin quickly chilled, my nipples hardening. My pussy ached, remembering the way I'd been touched in the dream. My hand slid down beneath the covers, beneath my panties. I was wet and needy from the dream. I wanted those fingers getting me off, even with the crazy idea of it being a threesome. Insane. Unreal. But it had been nothing but a dream. A hot, sweaty dream, but Brad ruined it. Not just in my sleep, but in my waking hours, too. He ruined everything. I might have fled LA in his cruel fists, but the voice of my dream had been too true. I would never get away from him.